This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They've got a lot of new things in the hopper. We're going to talk about that today. Premier Biomedical has acquired exclusive license for patent-pending medications, medical procedures, to develop cures for a significant number of most dilapidating fatal illness. Bill, I want to welcome you to the show and give us an update of what you've been doing. I'm here on campus that you got a lot of things new in the hopper.
Thank you, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be on the radio with you and to update the listeners. We recently put out a year-end CEO letter and a forecast for 2017, so we're very excited about what we're doing and what we're bringing to the market and the prospects for Premier Biomedical, BIEI, in the new year.
You know, in previous interviews, you have indicated to me that you were going to have revenues, sales on products in 2017. Can you explain on the type of products and the timing of your program and where we're at in that process?
Yes, I'd be very happy to, Everett. This has been, we've gone through a very dark period, one where we were sold down by up to five toxic lenders at one time. And now we have only one lender, and we're trying to get rid of that old backed-up revenue and stock that had been sitting with too many hands. So we had one lender buy everybody out. But it's still toxic in terms of their selling, overselling the market, et cetera. But anyway, for 2017, our plan is to get out of this regimen where we're borrowing money and selling, giving stock that's going to oversell the market and dilute our stock price. So beginning January 2nd, 2017, we have a website where we're going to be selling our pain medication products. And it's the perfect web name that actually could ever be acquired. And I was delighted that it was available. It's www.painreliefmeds.com. It's just perfect for our intent. Beginning January 2nd, 2017, we're going to have the world's best pain patch. Our competition primarily is a 6 to 12 hour patch. We have a 96 hour pain patch with our own proprietary mixture of CBD or hemp oil, along with other lengthy list of ingredients that are proprietary to Premier Biomedical. And we're also going to have a roll-on applicator, and again, available January 2nd on the internet at www.painreliefmeds.com.
My guest today is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEI. Let me ask you this, Bill. How do you intend to market these products?
Well, being on the internet alone isn't adequate. Yeah, there's going to be a word of mouth, and yes, we're going to notify some 7,000 or thereabout that are on our distribution list, but that isn't adequate. So what we've done is distributed our products to a series of medical professionals, doctors, nurses, et cetera. And we also are going to distribute samples of our product to the primary sports organizations, professional and college organizations. Our chief technical officer, by the way, Dr. Patricio Reyes, is the chief medical officer for the NFL Retired Players Association. And he works actively as well with the VA. So we're going to be distributing our pain relief products to them. In addition, we're also advertising in the mid-Florida several newspapers in the mid-Florida region, Suncoast News, the Timber Times at Timber Oaks in Port Richey, Florida, and we're also considering the villages up in Ocala. So this is an active program to, again, go among the elderly, the sports organizations, the health professionals, and that's frankly how we're going to do it. And by the way, medical professionals that we've distributed our products to, we're very excited to find that tremendous testimonials how it's the best product they'd ever used. I might add, I've also distributed this to Western Pennsylvania region, a pharmaceutical company. The manager of that company took our product and was very, very delighted with its performance. And we're trying to work out a plan where we're going to be distributing our product through this pharmaceutical chain in Western Pennsylvania to start. And we think that's going to be a start for us and possibly lead to other retail outlets, larger outlets as well. So we're pretty excited about our marketing plan.
Well, let's change gears here for a second. I know that you attended the annual cannabis conference in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, might even have been a month ago. You know, how did your attendance at the conference benefit your product marketing and your sales program going forward here in 2017?
Well, this whole cannabis-related product issue is just blossoming like you cannot believe.
Absolutely.
A couple of years ago, there were 420 at their annual conference in Las Vegas. This year, there were 10,800 registered visitors to the conference and almost 400 exhibitors.
That's amazing.
So this is huge. By the way, we met some people there, obviously some converters that process cannabis product, and ours, by the way, is non-psychoactive. We're using CBD oil only, along with our own proprietary mixtures of terpenes and oils, et cetera, et cetera. And another advantage of our product is that we have a shield between the adhesive. We use a 3M hypoallergenic adhesive, and we put a shield in there in our pain patch, such that our product, our proprietary mixture, and an enhancer, which accelerates the speed through the dermis or the skin into the bloodstream, that gives us an advantage over our competition. They don't put a shield in there. And the net of it all is that with that enhancer, adhesive molecules can migrate through the skin into the subdermal or bloodstream. And what does that do to your health? No one knows, but I can tell you it's not good. So we have a real decided advantage. But we also met some people that grow hemp, and we've received some prices that are, in fact, one half of what we had been paying for hemp oil. So there are some decided advantages. Besides that, you're circulating with an entire industry that is working in the psychoactive THC and non-psychoactive CBD realm. Our product is 50 state legal and can be used anywhere. So we're not into THC at this venue. Possibly we can revisit that decision in the future for a combination of CBD and THC, but we're not into that right now.
You know, recently you distributed a CEO letter summarizing your progress in 2016, and then you're forecasting 2017 programs. What I would like to know, and you can give us a brief summarize of your 2017, but correct me if I'm wrong, this product that's coming out January the 2nd, is that the first product in the history of the company that you guys are going to be able to monetize?
Yes, that would be the very first products. Again, I want to summarize our 2017 and beyond outlook. This is incredibly important to us and to your listeners. January 2nd, just a week or so, we're going to have products on the market that will be the world's best pain patch and a roll-on applicator. that is tremendous, the market for that product. Remember, the pain market worldwide, Everett, we just were looking at that. It's $112 billion with a B.
That's right.
That is huge. We're entering this market, and frankly, we're on the leading edge of using cannabidiol or a hemp oil extract that's related to the cannabis family. Those two products will be January 2nd, 2017. Close behind that in 2017, just a month or two beyond that or three, it's just going to be as soon as we can bring everything to bear. We're going to have creams, a CBD-based cream. We're going to have a CBD-based spray coming up soon after that. We're going to have a gel pen coming up as soon as possible in 2017, and a capsule/pill combination of all natural ingredients. That's all going to occur in 2017. That's huge for this company. Yes, these are the first products we've had on the market. And what this will do for us is give us revenue and stop our the necessity of borrowing money.
Absolutely.
Just to run the corporation. And that'll decrease the dilution and, I believe, significantly increase our stock price as soon as we get this backlog stock sold into the market, and then the dilution will stop. Now, immediately after that, and this may be late in 2017 or 2018, we're going to have going to add one of our patented synthetic ingredients. We have a pain reliever that includes a combination of patented synthetic ingredients. Those will be added singly and or doubly. It depends on what the FDA says, but it will require FDA approval. None of the prior products that we're introducing in 2017 require FDA approval. But we're looking at around 2018 having a product involving these synthetic compounds. And we believe, and our target is to go after the Lyrica, the Cymbaltas, the Percocets, the Darvocets. These are opioid pain-relieving products, and our products are opioid-free, and frankly, some of the ingredients are used to remediate opioid addiction. And
which is a huge problem.
Very, very, very key.
Right,
that's
huge
very
problem.
Key for us. We could be a world market product. Now, we are talking to people involved in offshore marketing, offshore distribution of our product. In fact, I've been in Canada and Mexico as well. We're talking to a group right now, and it's too early to reveal the contents of these conversations, but they're intended to take our market worldwide, our product line worldwide. And that is very, very, very key. By the way, 28,000 people died last year from opioid addiction in this country. We're hoping that our products will be able to significantly decrease this number of people addicted to opioids that are, in fact, potentially candidates for death. So we're very excited about our product offering. It's not only good for the patients and the pain sufferers in the world, but it's also good for those that have been addicted to opioids.
William Hartman is our guest today. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. William, I want to wish you Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. As always, it's been a great talking with you over 2016. I've watched your company grow. I think that 2017 is going to be the breakout year for BIEI. Nothing but the best I wish for you, and we'll talk to you in a month or two.
Thank you very much, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I like this service that you're rendering. Listeners can get up to date. By the way, they can subscribe to our newsletter. We put a newsletter out at least every quarter, and they can contact www.premierbiomedical.com, and there's a box there for them to check, and they can become one of our on our distribution list and one of our fans. So thank you for all you do, Everett, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's to you and yours.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.